She apologizes for not being at the funeral. She'd been in Paris at the time. It was where she'd lived after graduating from Brown, she explains. Now she is a candidate for a PhD in French literature at NYU. She's been living in the city for almost 2 years. She's spent the past summer temping, working for 2 months in the business office of an expensive midtown hotel. Her job was to review and file all the exit surveys left by the guests, make copies, distribute them to the appropriate people. This simple task had taken up her day. She'd been amazed by the energy people put into surveys. They complained about the pillows being too hard or too soft, or that there wasn't enough space around the sinks for their toiletries, or that the bed skirt had a loose thread. Most of the people didn't even pay for the rooms themselves. They were at conventions, everything expensed. One person had complained that an architectural print above the desk had a visible speck of dust under the glass. The anecdote amuses him. "That might have been me," he speculates. She laughs. "Why did you leave Paris for New York?" he asks. "I think you'd rather study French literature in France." "I moved here for love," she says. Her frankness surprises him. "Surely you know about my prenuptial disaster." "Not really," he lies. "Well, you ought to," she shakes her head. "Every other Bengali living on the East Coast does." She speaks of it lightly, but he detects a bitterness in her voice. "In fact, I'm pretty sure you and your family were invited to the wedding." "When was the last time we saw each other?" he says, in an effort to change the subject. "Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was your high school graduation party." His mind goes back to a brightly lit space in the basement of a church his parents and their friends sometimes rented for especially large parties. It was where Sunday school classes were normally held. In the hallways were felt hangings, mottos about Jesus. He remembers the big, long folding tables that he had helped his father to set up, chalkboards on the walls, Sonia standing up on a chair, writing, "Congratulations." "You were there?" She nods. "It was right before we moved to New Jersey. You sat with your American friends from high school. A few of your teachers were there. You seemed a little embarrassed by it all." He shakes his head. "I don't remember you there. Did I speak to you?" "You ignored me thoroughly. But it doesn't matter," she smiles. "I'm sure I brought a book with me." They have a second round of drinks. The bar is beginning to fill up, small groups occupying each of the booths, people sitting on either side of them. A large party enters, and now there are patrons standing behind them to order drinks. When he had arrived, he'd been bothered by the lack of people, of sounds, feeling on display, but now the crowd bothers him even more.